ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయాముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికే కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ 50. ద్రౌపదీ చ తదా జ్ఞాయ పతీనామనపేక్షతాం వాసుదేవే భగవతి హ్యకాంతమతిరాపతం ద్రౌపదీ చ తదా జ్ఞాయ పతీనామనపేక్షతాం వాసుదేవే భగవతి హ్య ఏకాంతమతిర్ అపాతం ద్రౌపదీ చ తదా జ్ఞాయ పతీనామనపేక్షతాం వాసుదేవే భగవతి ఏకాంతం మతిరాపతం. ద్రౌపదీ చ తదా జ్ఞాయ పతీనామనపేక్షతాం వాసుదేవే భగవతి ఏకాంతమతిరాపతాం. 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 సీచాతదాజ్ఞాయ పతీనామనపేక్షతాం వాసుదేవే భగవతి ఏకాంతమతిరాపతాం. ద్రౌపదీ చ తదా జ్ఞాయ అనపేక్షతాం వాసుదేవే భగవతి ఏకాంతరమతిమరాప్తం ద్రౌపదీ చ తదాజ్ఞాయ పతీనామనపేక్షతాం వాసుదేవే భగవతి ఏకాంతర్మతిరాపతం. ద్రౌపది ద వైఫ్ ఆఫ్ ద పాండవాస్ చ ఆల్సో అండ్ తదా అట్ దట్ టైమ్ అజ్ఞాయ నోయింగ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఫుల్లీ వెల్ పతీనాం ఆఫ్ ద హస్బెండ్స్ అనపేక్షతాం హూ డిడ్ నాట్ కేర్ ఫార్ హర్ వాసుదేవే అంటూ లార్డ్ వసుదేవ్ వాసుదేవ్ కృష్ణ భగవతి ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ హీ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ ఏక అనంత ఏకంత అబ్సల్యూట్లీ మతి కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ ఆప్ గాడ్ తమ్ హిమ్ ద లార్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ శ్రీలప్రభుపాద్కి ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ద్రౌపది ఆల్సో సా దట్ హర్ హస్బెండ్స్ విదౌట్ కేరింగ్ ఫర్ హర్ వేర్ లీవింగ్ హోమ్. షీ న్యూ వెల్ అబౌట్ లార్డ్ వాసుదేవ్ కృష్ణ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ బోత్ షీ అండ్ సుభద్ర బికేమ్ అబ్జర్వ్డ్ in thoughts of Krishna and attained the same results as their husbands. Purport: when flying an aeroplane, one cannot take care of other planes. Everyone has to take care of his own plane. And if there is any danger, no other plane can help another in that condition. Similarly, at the end of life, when one has to go back home, back to Godhead, everyone has to take care of himself without help rendered by another. The help is, however, offered on the ground before flying in space. Similarly, the spiritual master, the father, the mother, the relatives, the husband, and others can all render help during one's lifetime. But while crossing the sea, one has to take care of himself and utilize the instructions formally received. Draupadi had five husbands and no one asked Draupadi to come. Draupadi had to take care of herself without waiting for her great husbands. And because she was already trained, she at once to concentration upon the lotus feet of Lord Vasudev, Krishna, the personality of Godhead. The wives also got the same results as their husbands in the same manner. That is to say, without changing their bodies, they reached the destination of Godhead. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur suggests that both Draupadi and Subhadra, although her name is not mentioned herein, got the same result. None of them had to quit the body. We'll take next text as well. Yah shraddhaye tad bhagavat priyanam pando sutanam iti samprayanam shunnotsyalam swastayanam pavitram labdhvaharo bhaktimupayeti siddhim. Translation: the subject of the departure of the sons of Pandu for the ultimate goal of life, back to Godhead, is fully auspicious and is perfectly pure. Therefore, anyone who hears this narration with devotional faith certainly gains the devotional service of the Lord, the highest perfection of life. Purport: Srimad Bhagavatam is a narration about the personality of Godhead and the devotees of the Lord like the Pandavas. The narration of the personality of Godhead and his devotees is absolute in itself and thus To hear it with a devotional attitude is to associate with the Lord and constant companions of the Lord by the process of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. One can attain the highest perfection of life, namely going back home, back to Godhead, without failure. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Pandavas Retire Timely. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathan Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamshta Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Hare Krishna. So I seek all senior devotees blessings so that I can speak something for glorification of Lord, for pleasing all of you and for my purification. So we are towards the end of this journey of Pandavas, and this first purport what we read, text 50, is pretty scaring, you know. So let's see. Srila Prabhupada has given classes on both this text 50 and text 51. Actually, he gave around 38 classes on this 15th chapter, and all of them are in, you know, Los Angeles here. So it's very nice. So Srila Prabhupada, he summarizes about, like, you know, he gives background of Draupadi, how she got married to Pandavas, and then how Kshatriya marriage used to take place, and then he also talks about, you know, the educational system, what the real education is, and then he mentions, you know, towards the last verse, he mentions how the devotees are very dear to Lord. So those kind of main points from Prabhupada's lectures. So today we are going to discuss 4 R's, you know, from this verse. So the first one is we have to recognize our responsibility. Then the second one is we have to review our progress. The third one is we have to remember our instruction. And the fourth one is we have to rejoice the remembrance of Lord. So we'll see this, you know, discussion in the 4 points. So first is recognizing the responsibility. So Srila Prabhupada in this purport starts with giving an example of a plane. So generally the passenger planes, they have 2 pilots, but the fighter plane is generally only 1 most of the times, you know? And that's more crucial, right? So Prabhupada says that when one is flying plane, nobody else can help. We have to take care of our own self. The instructions are given when on the ground But once in the space, we need to take the responsibility. So here the point of taking responsibility. In Krishna consciousness, when we come, initially lot of guidance is given, lot of encouragement is given, you know, and then you know everybody is you know very nice. And over a period of time, what happens is that, and we are also in you know enthusiasm. You know, we feel you know when can I start you know 16 rounds, and then we start 16 rounds. We feel when I can get you know first initiation. We get first initiation, then you know when can I get second? We get second initiation, then you know we don't want to take sannyas anyway. So that's you know only like you know devotees like Maharaj can do that. But then what happens? We reach to a kind of a plateau. Then slowly things starts becoming mechanic. We come you know as a robot, you know, offer obeisances, get up again, you know, offer obeisances in front of Lord, devotees, and those initial you know feelings somehow they start missing up. So purports like this, they always remind us about our responsibility of practicing Krishna consciousness the way it is taught, and not one day, 2 days, but moment by moment, moment by moment. Bharat Maharaj, he was at the stage of a bhava, and then what happened? He mistook his responsibility. He thought taking care of a deer as his primary responsibility, and then he had to take 2 more births to rectify that situation. So by regularly hearing, associating with devotees, devotees keeps us reminding of this, you know, responsibilities. We cannot just say that I am in association and it's taken care. Yeah, the association gives all facilities for perfection in Krishna consciousness, but the responsibility of practicing doesn't lie with the devotees. It lies with individual self. It lies with our own self. You know, there will be you know ecstatic kirtan, there will be ecstatic class, you know, you may be you know doing deity worship, but if your thoughts are somewhere else, you know, hankering for you know some sense gratificatory object, then law of last thought kicks in. Antakale chamameva smaran muktva kalevaram. What at a time of death, whatever we remember will end up in the same place. So keeping ourselves always reminding of this responsibility is very key. It's a nice statement. It says, eternal vigilance is a price of liberty. So I'll repeat. Eternal vigilance is a price of liberty. So if we want to get, you know, liberated from this, you know, material world, we have to be eternal vigilant of our own mind. You know, where it is, you know, what it is doing, where we are thinking, where is our focus. So that is the part of you know, being responsible. So though in association gives us facility, but the responsibility lies with us. All with together till here. So the first R is we have to recognize our responsibility of practicing Krishna consciousness. And then other thing, one may say that, okay, anyway, but you know, at the time of devotees, we see, you know, devotees are, you know, they gather together, they help us remember Krishna. But who knows, you know, I may be driving a car on a freeway and somebody hits me badly, I may have to leave my body. Does anyone of us knows when the final exam is going to come? Parikshit Maharaj was fortunate, he was given, you know, 7 days, 7 nights, you know. For us, a small heart attack. You know, in India, there are cases wherein people died while counting money. They are counting money and suddenly get a heart attack and, you know, dead. So, one may say that, no, devotees, you know, I am in the community, you know, all devotees, they love me. Yeah, devotees love us. and they'll, you know, help me at the time of my final departure. But again, we don't know when the final departure is going to come. So, it is, again, we have to keep reminding ourselves about our responsibility. Then the second is, we have to review our progress. So, in initial days, as I was mentioning, we are very enthusiastic, but as and when time goes by, we need to keep reviewing ourselves. So, there are four types of feedback that we can get, which can help us to review our process. So, one is from seniors. You know, if the seniors don't, you know, see us for, you know, many days in morning program, they'll ask, you know, hey, you know, what's happening? Is your health good? You know, is there any problem? Or, you know, are you in some other world? So, we have to take it in positive sense. When some senior devotee is asking something, we should not be thinking that he's kind of, you know, behind me. Rather, if some, you know, devotee is behind our, you know, liberation, is behind making our life perfect, we are the most fortunate one. Because then even if we go, he'll again, you know, bring us back. You know, even if we go out, again he'll bring us back. So, first thing is feedback from senior. We should be very, very much receptive. And if we always, you know, if somebody, you know, gives some feedback, and we are, you know, in the small face, you know, no, no, Prabhu. And then he tries to explain one sentence, and then when we give him, you know, half an hour explanation, then that feedback doesn't act. You know, then next time he'll say, you know, yes, yes, you are pure devotee only. He doesn't, you know, want to waste his time. Because we are not ready to listen. So in the process of reviewing, like, you know, to appreciate this feedback of senior is also important. Second is feedback from our mentors, you know, whoever is, you know, training us. So yeah, we can share. So we should have at least, you know, one or two senior devotees with whom we can reveal our mind. However senior we may be, there will be some situations wherein we cannot solve decisions, like, you know, take decisions on our own. Even Yudhishthir Maharaj, he was, you know, dharma personified, still he was perplexed after the war. He had to go to Bhishma Dev and, you know, to ask him questions. So, and then another aspect of approaching senior is, when we approach somebody with problem, we humble ourselves. And that becoming humble pleases Krishna very much. And many times, just by revealing the problem, that itself sorts out the problem. Because we have perfected this, you know, process of humbling ourselves. And Krishna basically many times puts us into that situation to humble ourselves. So, second thing is, like, you know, when such a mentor gives us a feedback, then again we should take that very positively and we should try to act. Third one is, feedback comes from our peers. And that's generally most painful, you know. And then we try to be more defensive. But again, those are our real well-wishers. If we, if they really, like, you know, they really care for us, so therefore they say, you know, Prabhu, you know, you are really, you know, going little astray. Same, you know, example of Bharat Maharaj. If there was even one devotee, even a neophyte devotee, he would have said, you know, Maharaj, you know, you are going little too much, you know, into dear, dear consciousness, you know. So, and he would have saved. But, you know, there was no peer. So, same way, in Krishna consciousness, we may be dancing amongst, you know, 1,000 devotees. But if we don't have thick, friendly relationship, even with at least one devotee, then what will happen? That we tend to take the scriptural you know, injunctions, devotees' instructions on our own and try to implement. And generally that leads to, you know, completely other way. So this third type of feedback is also again very important, that we need to listen to our peers. And the fourth feedback is, in general, the devotee community should be happy with us. It should not happen that when we walk in, the, you know, devotees, you know, create a space for us by running away. You know, that means there is something, you know, critically wrong, you know, this, you know, this is like, so we have to keep our eyes, you know, ears open and to see. Because if devotees get fed up, then, forget, we don't have any hope. So, in this review process, this feedback, this are very important. And then we have to make sure that we don't reach to the plateau and we don't get stagnant in our practice of devotional service. So the first R is recognizing responsibility of our own Krishna consciousness. Second is review the progress, what we are making. Now third then is remembering the instructions and examples. We have to see that those who have given this final exam, how they have acted. So in Krishna consciousness movement, we see that there are many devotees who whose departing we could see, like His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj, and we could see how they acted in that particular way. His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj, he was so jolly that he had in his last days he was in Mayapur and he had some health issue and his whole stomach was like big belly, like big, very swollen. So when doctor came, he asked, so tell doctor whether it is a boy or a girl, And then, doctor, just laughed and he said, no, it is a gas, lot of gas inside. So Maharaj said, okay, fine then, connect a pipeline and use this gas for cooking for Radha Madhava, So that was his consciousness, He is in a deathbed, but he's, so jolly. Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, everybody knows, his departure was so glorious. Yesterday we had, nice class by, Prabhuji, and again, nice discussions about these points, how he left his body. Again, he withdrew from himself. But see, at the time of death, now itself, while chanting or when our, health is very nice, it's very difficult to, concentrate, focus on Krishna. You just imagine some, dog comes and he's biting our leg. Can we chant Hare Krishna? Forget about dog. If a mosquito comes, especially if you are in Mayapur, and Mayapur mosquitoes are really big, and if he is biting you, will you be able to focus? Will we be able to focus? Is it possible? No. Now, Garuda Purana explains that at the time of death, the pain which we get is equal to 40,000 scorpions biting at a time. Can we imagine what would be our condition? People say if somebody has died in a sleep, that his sleep was very peaceful, he departed very peacefully. There is nothing called as peaceful death. Death is always violent. Shastra says 40,000 scorpions. So my brother-in-law, he is in ICU in India, and he sees every day 4 or 5 deaths minimum. He's a doctor. So he says that when people are dying, they are not able to talk, they are not able to speak anything. But suddenly, just before leaving the body, many times they howl in pain, shout, like people have to go and hold them. It's very painful. King Kulashekhar, he says, Prabhupada's very favorite prayer. Krishna Twadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam Adyaiva Me Vishatumanasa Rajahamsa Prana Prayana Samaye Kafavata Pitte Kanthavaro Dhanavidau Smaranam Kutaste. So Kulashekhar Maharaj, he prays that, O Lord, at the time of death, this Kafavata, mucus, bile in my body, air, it will create so much turbulence in my whole, existence, that how will I be able to remember you? So, since now I am young, my body is hell and hearty, let my mind get entangled in a, in a tangle of your lotus feet, like a swan entangles his neck in the stems of lotus. So he says, let me die now only. I am young, hell and hearty. Because at the time of death, I don't know whether I will be able to remember you or not. So this final exam is going to be very tricky. So by seeing these devotees, we have to learn how to withdraw our consciousness and focus completely on Krishna. How devotees, of course devotees help again, but internally we have to do that. Again, the classic example of Bhishma Pitamaha. Yudhishthir Maharaj, when he came to Bhishma Pitamaha, asking different questions, initially he gave them, but at one point, when he saw the sun is entering into Uttarayan, he says, Yudhishthir Maharaj, enough now, don't ask me anything material. Ask me something related to Krishna. And then Yudhishthir Maharaj asks about Paro Dharma, and then he very beautifully instructs him, and then he have his, you know, most beloved Lord Krishna in front of him, and he offers such a beautiful prayers actually. This first canto, 9th chapter, in there he is explaining same at this time of, you know, this he's departing. He is saying that now my final time is coming, let me withdraw attention from all these externals and let me just focus on Lord. And what prayers he, you know, sings, you know, is so beautiful. Tribhuvana kamanam tamalavaranam ravikara gauravarambara dadhane vapuralak kukalavrutananabjam vijaya sakheratirastuman menavadya. Shri Krishna is the intimate friend of Arjuna. He has appeared on the earth in his transcendental body, which resembles the bluish color of tamala tree. His body attracts everyone in the three planetary systems, upper, middle and lower. May his glittering yellow dress and his lotus face, covered with paintings of sandalwood pulp, be the object of my attraction, and may I not desire fruitive results. So this is what, you know, he is praying at that, you know, when he is just about to leave his body. So we have to remember all these instructions. So the first R is taking. Second R is reviewing our progress. Third one is remembering instructions and examples. And fourth R is we have to rejoice our fortune, what we have got. Brahmanda Bhamita Ekona Bhagyavana Jiva Guru Krishna Prasada Paya Bhakti Lata Bij. So we are so fortunate that among so many humans, we have got this opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness. Fortunately, we are understanding, we are practicing, we don't have to leave. That is the only thing. Prabhupada said, if somebody doesn't get Krishna consciousness, he is unfortunate. If somebody gets Krishna consciousness, he is fortunate. And somebody leaves after getting Krishna consciousness, he is most unfortunate. You know, so we have to rejoice our fortune. We have to rejoice each opportunity we are in, you know, with association of devotees. We have to rejoice, you know, each opportunity to read Srila Prabhupada book. You know, Srinivas Acharya, he wanted to study Bhagavatam. You know, he went all the way walking from West Bengal, like Navadvip to Jagannath Puri. And then he wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was just about to be there, he gets the news that Lord Chaitanya left his body. So he thinks of committing suicide. But then Lord Chaitanya comes in his dream. He says, approach Gadadhar Pandit. He goes to Gadadhar Pandit. He says, I want to study Bhagavatam. He says, my Bhagavatam is all washed. You know, go back and, you know, get some copy. So he again walks back to Navadvip, gets a handwritten copy, takes a couple of months, walks back. And then he comes to know that Gadadhar Pandit left. So the story goes on. But just to read Bhagavatam, study Bhagavatam, he had to pass on months. We have Bhagavatam lying with a layer of unadulterated dust, you know, most of the cupboards. You know, it's our fortune, you know, just go pick it up every day at least sometime. So we have to make ourselves that resolution. And we have to also rejoice with the fortune, the assurance that Lord gives. If we just try this one lifetime, couple of years, whatever, you know, 40, 50, 60 years we have left, you know, if we just give our 100%, you know, etam cha asthaya paratmanishta adhyasitam purva matair maharshivhi aham tarishyami durantaparam tamo mutkundangri nishayaveva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this is prayer by Avanti Brahmana. Lord Chaitanya, you know, recited this after taking sannyas, you know, so many times again and again. He says, I have full faith, full conviction. So yes, Prabhupada has told us, just follow this, you know, nice process. Can't 16 around follows, you know, four regulative principles, be in association of devotees moment by moment. And then Prabhupada says that if you just do this sincerely throughout life, said even if you are not able to remember Krishna, Lord Chaitanya will force his remembrance into your mind. You know, he will make sure that our life is perfect. The example is given that, you know, we work for company 20 to 22 days, right? There are holidays, four, six holidays. But the company gives insurance for whole month, right? Now, even if I don't, you know, work for those 8-9 days, you know, somebody may say that to the company, I don't work for you, just give me insurance for those 8 days. Because now this fellow is also not, you know, working for, you know, those 8-10 days still you are giving. Will company give? No. Why? Why company gives that extra insurance even if you don't work? Because you are working rest of the 22 days, right? So same way, if, you know, somebody says that, no, no, I'll remember Krishna just at the time of death, let me go ahead with my own plan currently, it won't happen. Krishna will say, you know, what you do, you did 22 days. And a sincere devotee who worked 22 days and he may, you know, leave his body in car accident, no devotees, you know, surrounding him, or he may get killed in some ambush. What Krishna says? You have worked for 22 days. Don't worry, you know. You know, name bhaktya praneshati. Kaunteya pratijani hi name bhaktya praneshati. So Krishna gives that assurance. So that assurance is there, that, you know, Acharya's blessings is there. From our side, we just have to make sure that we take this responsibility. So to summarize, Prabhupada has told, like, you know, the main four points that we discussed. First is we have to take responsibility. Then second one is we have to review in day to day, month to month basis. Third one is remembering instructions, examples. And fourth one is rejoice our fortune. So with this, let's all pray that we may also be able to remember the beautiful form of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, and Srila Prabhupada at the time of death, and perfect our life. Any questions, comments? Yes. Yes.
In the translation, it mentioned Lady Subhadra, and so, you know, when Krishna left Vrindavan, and then he was in Dwarka for many years, and then the residents of Vrindavan finally got to see him after many years in Kurukshetra, and then they brought him back to Vrindavan from Kurukshetra, and that's what the Rath Yatra ceremony is also. I was just wondering, in the Rath Yatra, why do we bring Lady Subhadra? I don't think she was brought back from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. Does that make sense?
Yeah, actually, Subhadra Maharani is always with Krishna Balaram. So it is said that when Pandavas were in exile, so Subhadra and Abhimanyu, they were at Dwarka actually. So that, and then even after, like, you know, after the battle actually, you know, it's just closing up pastime. As far as my knowledge goes, yes, Subhadra Maharani is always with Lord. And then even at the Kurukshetra, if I remember correctly, they bring it to bring Krishna. So first of all, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. We know that, you know, he's present in another form. Second, in Kurukshetra, they do that gesture, but actually, at least, you know, if I'm not wrong, Krishna Balaram, you know, they don't go physically to, you know, again, Vrindavan. So, as far as, like, you know, my understanding goes, you know, Subhadra Maharani is always with, you know, Krishna Balaram. So she is there. So maybe some senior devotees would like to comment anything. Prabhuji is there. Tuthakarma Prabhu would like to say something. Okay. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki chai, Srila Prabhupada ki chai, Itai Gaur Premanande.